Support for the Lyric Stage is provided in part by you, the listeners of the Classical Network. Go to WWFM.org to become a member or renew your membership in the global listening community that is the Classical Network, WWFM.org. And thank you. Hello and welcome to the Lyric Stage. I'm Mike Hara. They call her Mimi. She doesn't know why, but her real name is Lucia. She lives all alone in a little white room looking out on roofs and into the heavens, and doesn't always go to church. She makes magic on canvas by embroidering flowers that speak of love and springtimes, and the first kiss of April is hers. Add the music of Puccini, and she is one of the most beloved heroines in all of the operatic repertoire. Mimi in La Bohème is a touchstone for any soprano with the right voice, and this week on the Lyric Stage, we have several Mimis, from Puccini's very first Mimi, Cesare Fiorini, on to today's Angela Gorgiou. Of course, there are enough excellent Mimis to do dozens of programs with no repeats of any of the singers, but time does not allow. You'll hear various interpretations, some more passionate than others, some more with an ingenue quality, some more mature, but all as committed and as heartfelt as it can get. To begin at the beginning, Cesare Fiorini was Puccini's first Manon Lescaut in Turin in 1893, and 3 years later they reunited on the same stage for the premiere of La Bohème. We have a fragment of her singing Mimi's first act aria in 1903. The sound is awful, and at least one critic thinks that even given the sound, 7 years after the premiere, she doesn't sing all that well. But this is the singer Puccini used to be his first Mimi. Cesare Fiorini. 50 years after the premiere in Turin in 1896 of La Bohème, the conductor of the premiere, Arturo Toscanini, did an anniversary performance of Bohème on NBC Radio. he chose Lucia Albanese as the Mimi. Lucia Albanese. The recordings by Albanese and Fiorini both suffer from their technology to one degree or the other, but I hear a similarity in the voices of Fiorini and Albanese, a youthful quality to both of them. One of today's best Mimis is Angela Gorgiou.
Mimi, mon Dieu, mon Dieu, mon Dieu. di me non le saprei narrare, sono la sua vicina che la vien fuori d'ora importunare.
Angela Gorgieu. Before we leave the aria, there is a rule at Puccini's house in Torre del Lago near Lucca in Tuscany that says you are welcome to tour the house, but please, no pictures. But if you go there, on the piano Puccini used to compose, you'll see a photo of a smiling woman, obviously a diva, standing in front of the piano. It's Renata Tebaldi, one of the great Mimis, and who would deny her? This is one of her most beautiful recordings. Renata Tobaldi. Act II of Bohème really belongs to the ensemble, a bit to Rodolfo, and especially to Musetta and Marcello. It's as if Mimi is being held in reserve, but in Act III she comes full stage center. She meets Marcello at dawn in front of the tavern where he is painting murals. Mimi tells Marcello of Rodolfo's jealousy and how they have argued bitterly the night before. She hides when Rodolfo enters and hears Rodolfo finally break down and admit his guilt to Marcello, his guilt about the poor living conditions that have made Mimi ill to the point of death, and about his jealousy. Mimi appears and tells Rodolfo it's time to say goodbye. We'll first hear Mimi's duet with Marcello and then on to her farewell. We have two examples for you. We begin with Mirella Freni and Rolando Panerai.
Mimi!
Speravo di trovarvi qui!
Vedere siam qui d'un mese di quell'oste alle spese. Musetta insegna il canto ai passeggeri. Io pingo quei guerrieri sulla facciata. È freddo, entrate!
Thank you.
Mirella Fraini and Rolando Panerai. The same music now with Victoria de Los Angeles and Robert Merrill.
Mimi!
Speravo di trovarmi qui!
Versi a qui da un mese, di quello stia alle spese. Musetta insegna il canto, poi passeggeri. Io pingo quei guerrieri sulla faccia. È freddo entrare.
C'era d'altro?
Sì.
Non posso entrare, non
può. Perché?
Thank you.
Victoria de Los Angeles with Robert Merrill. In Act 4, Mimi and Rodolfo have broken up, and Mimi finds another who treats her like a queen. But when she's dying and knows it, she returns to Rodolfo. Maria Callas.
Prima volta
lo scelgo un momento
il lume si trasforma.
Maria Callas. An odd fact is that Callas never performed Mimi on stage. This recording was from 1949. Our one repeat singer now on this program, honoring Puccini's Mimi. This is her final scene with Renata Tebaldi.
fatto fretta. Ecco il cordial.
Renata Tobaldi. In his manuscript of Bohème, Puccini wrote 17 pianissimo marks after her death. He adored Mimi, and to let her go was a wrenching experience, as it is for all of us these decades later. I'm Mike Hara. I hope you enjoyed our Mimis this week. Hard choices to make because there are so many wonderful ones on records. Join us again next time for The Lyric Stage. The Lyric Stage is brought to you by the generosity of listener and member Donald Mills of Princeton, New Jersey.